You're listening to WBH Radio. My name is William Holly, recording here at the beautiful campus of Brooklyn College. Shout out to all the people here at the radio station at my WBCR. It recently came out that Jameis Winston will be suspended 3 games for the 2018 NFL season for allegedly groping an Uber driver back in the year 2016. Yo, it's time to move on. If you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if you're the NFL, it's time to move on from Jameis Winston. Now, that's not me having a knee-jerk reaction to the Me Too movement. That's not me trying to dodge the public relations nightmare that is going to come with these accusations. No. It's because Jameis Winston is showing you the quarterback he's going to be. His inability to make sound decisions, his inability to get himself out of scenarios like this, is showing you the type of play you are destined to get. Going back to his college career, he was accused of rape. He was never tried, but the school ultimately ended up paying the woman $1 million. After that, he was caught in the school cafeteria, jumping on a lunch table, screaming obscenities. Then he got caught stealing crab legs out of a supermarket. And now he is accused of groping his Uber driver. Let's say he was innocent of all of that. At best, he's still guilty of making stupid decisions. And I ask you, what's the quarterback position about? What is it about? Making snap decisions under duress. The ability to diagnose a defense. The ability to elude a defensive end coming off the edge. Jameis Winston is showing us he is incapable of making such decisions. I'll tell you a story. I was in spring training with the New York Yankees last year. 2017. And no exaggeration, I'll tell you this is the truth. There was a player who, for 5 days in a row, he forgot to leave his wife a ticket. So the wife is stuck at the entrance to the stadium. I got to run through it. They calling me, Will, we need a ticket for her, 5 days in a row. So I'm running. I give her a ticket. She's mad at me, this, that, and third. But I thought to myself, there's no way this player could be successful. If you forget a detail like giving your wife a ticket, the woman you vowed to spend the rest of your life with, the woman you lay down with every night, if you forget a detail like that, well, where else are you lacking? I'm sure that negligence transfers over into your training, into your preparation, into your nutrition, into your pitching mechanics. And sure enough, that pitcher started camp as a possible starter for the season. He didn't even end up making the squad. Because my theory is, if you are negligent in that aspect, it carries over into other parts of your life. So if Jameis Winston cannot make these decisions off the field, it's no surprise that he was number two in interceptions in the 2016 season. It's no surprise he's one of the league leaders in lost fumbles. It's no surprise he's one of the league leaders in getting sacked. Because he's incapable of making good decisions. Did you hear his defense in regards to the 2016 incident? Him and his team said, yo, no. It wasn't Jameis Winston that groped her. The driver was confused. It was one of the other passengers, one of the other guys in Jameis Winston's entourage. Okay. So Jameis Winston and his camp are alleging that it was another man that was with Jameis Winston. That man is a gentleman by the name of Brandon Banks. Let me tell you about Brandon Banks. Brandon Banks is a former NCAA receiver who is serving 15 years in prison for rape. So Jameis Winston's defense is, nah, it wasn't me. It was my friend who was in jail for rape. Now, at that time back in 2016, Brandon Banks was on bond. Brandon Banks was set to stand trial for rape. Jameis Winston, if you are somebody who just ducked a sexual assault case, why would you be hanging with somebody that's getting ready to stand trial for rape? Again, inability to make good decisions. At best, he's guilty of being stupid. And at the quarterback position, I need the exact opposite. I need you to be the smartest guy in the room. It's not about talent. It's about decision making, being decisive, being able to diagnose defenses, being able to look off a cornerback. Being able to judge, hey, is that window open or will it close up? Is the cornerback deceiving me? It's time to move on. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have given him two weapons. Mike Evans signed one of the most lucrative deals for wide receiver. They brought in DeSean Jackson, somebody that could take the top off the defense. Yet, what was their record last year? 3-13. Because Jameis Winston, he's right there. He has so much talent. But that's exactly what you're seeing. You're seeing somebody with the talent, but they keep turning the ball over. They keep getting sacked. Why? Because the decision making is not on par with the great ones. It's not where it needs to be for a top flight NFL quarterback. And his personal actions are showing us that. Peyton Manning didn't have the best arm. What's his skill? Diagnosing defenses, being smart. Tom Brady doesn't have the best arm, even now at this advanced age, but he can still compete. Why? Because he's smart. Positions that require the most brain power, if you will, is the quarterback position and NBA players, the point guard position. That's why we've seen some of the greatest go on and be successful in business as well. Kobe Bean Bryant, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Because as I spoke about earlier, when your decision-making process is in place, when it's excellent, that transfers into all fields, in your personal life, in business, and in sport. Jameis Winston is showing us what we're going to get. He's showing us why he's one of the league leaders in interceptions. His defense was, nah, it wasn't me that groped. It was my boy who's about to stand trial for rape. Jameis, somebody who dodged a sexual assault case, you had no business hanging with him. Not to mention, it came out that that was a lie. They believed Jameis Winston was in the car with the female by himself. Jameis Winston doesn't have the mental acuity to say, you know what? I'm not like the rest of these guys. I need to protect myself. I need to protect the investment. You can't go to a bar and hang out with the regular folks. And if you do, how about you spend a couple extra dollars and have security with you? How about you spend a couple extra dollars and have yourself your own driver? That's what a good decision maker would have done. But he doesn't have the maturity. And that explains why we have seen the inconsistency on the field. If I'm the Bucs, if I'm the NFL, it's time to cut your losses and get him out of here. That's your boy William Holly, man, recording on WBH Radio, Brooklyn College. We out.